Well, one of the hottest girls teams around, the Norbern Lady Pirates, and they keep it going this week. And right now we've got Norbern girls coach Ken Brown on the line. And Ken, you're down at the Keytesville tournament this week. Let's talk about first couple of games. You open up, get nice wins over Brunswick and Bevere in pool play.
Yeah, we did. Played back-to-back this week. Played Brunswick on Tuesday, 4:30 game, and the girls came out, though. They were ready to play after a long snow week last week. I think they were ready to get back on the court against some live action. But, yeah, we were able to pull away against Brunswick on Tuesday and won 56-11.
Well, you played pretty good defense in that game, didn't you?
We did, yeah. And I'll tell you what, we had played them earlier in the year, but they had several girls that were out with some flu symptoms. So when we played them this week, it was actually a different Brunswick team than we had seen before. But yeah, the girls were ready. They were focused. And like I said, after several days of being cooped up with the bad weather, they were ready to get back on the court.
Well, it sounds like, now talk about that Bevere game. You get another win. Yeah, that's pool play. I know you were in two different pools down at Keytesville, and you beat Bevere in your second game.
We did, yeah, and we probably had our best offensive night of the year. Put up quite a few points and quite a bit of balance scoring. We were able to beat Bevere. We won 80-16 and had, one, two, three, four girls in double figures that night.
Like to get that balance. Who played well for you this week?
Man, I'll tell you what, all the girls have played pretty well. Like I said, against Bevere, we had several girls in double figures. We were led that night by Reagan Crow with 20 points. Kennedy Crow had 18 points. Olivia Dooley had 17. Kayla Dooley had 12. Melanie Cheney just missed double figures with 8. And then Lainey Duncan and Kate Brown each had a basket.
So if you're a Crow or a Dooley, you're probably going to be in double figures, weren't you?
It was a good night for the Crows and Dooleys, for sure.
Well, and then tomorrow night you play in the championship game down at Keytesville, and you play Madison. They won their pool, and that's a team that beat you in the championship game down there last year, right?
That is, yeah. That was a good game last year, but they did beat us, and I did kind of remind that to the girls in practice this morning. They'll be ready to go. Madison has a couple girls returning off that team, and it'll be a good challenge for us. But yeah, we're looking to hopefully avenge last year's loss in the championship game and win the Keytesville tournament this year.
Well, we got a chance to talk to one of your girls on our high school highlights program this week, Olivia Dooley. She's a special young lady, along with her twin sister, right?
Yeah, they're twins, juniors this year, and they enjoy playing basketball and been playing, for a long time.
Okay, this week you got two conference games. You got Keytesville and Northwestern Monday and Tuesday. Friday you got Tri-County. And then Saturday you go back, kind of a makeup, the championship game of the Salisbury tournament down at Salisbury. You will play Salisbury. You're undefeated. They've lost two games. I know a lot of people talking about that game coming up Saturday night in Salisbury.
Yeah, of course, we're focused on Saturday. We've got a lot of games coming up. Focused on Saturday, and then the conference game are always important to us as well, and then we'll actually hit the road Friday night and travel up to Tri-County and then turn around and play Salisbury on Saturday. And it'll be a busy week, a lot of games, not a ton of time for prep time and practice, but that's basketball season. And whenever you hit a week like last week, when you have games snowed out, it piles up on you game wise and you hope as a coach that what you've been instilling them all year in practice, that just kind of carries through, because it'll be a lot of games and not much time to practice next week.